So you two carved out some time on your Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And went down yesterday.
With producer snooze, it should be said. The three of us went in.
Yeah, which one of my highlights of the trip was the nurse slash receptionist there. I just arrived and I said, oh, you know, my co-host Ducko and producer Alex is coming along as well. I might not go in yet.
Just be careful with your language here, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's 8:17.
Okay. And she goes, oh, is he going to go in with you, your producer? And I said, she is definitely not going in with me.
That's not happening. It was a real moment. It was a real moment with your colleagues. We were with your colleagues and everyone knew what you were doing. Like, we were going to a room to do the thing. And,
yeah.
And I knew that Nick was in the other room and our rooms were like a meter and a half apart.
Pretty much adjoining.
So, oh, yeah. So was it like couples massage? You could go in legit, at the same time, but you're separate
rooms.
Space.
We'll post a video today where you can see me and Gilly like laughing.
No, what
in
video?
Rooms.
What do you mean video?
No, you're not going to see
not
anything.
In there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
just of us looking at each other from our rooms, how close
but
we are.
Hey, man, Gilly, but Doug, you know, you're like me. You get the phone out where you need to. Yeah. Content is king. I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, there's some, yeah, but put it this way. You couldn't make any sound. You could hear everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that help or hinder?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what hindered, Jess, because they, you know, give you your explanation and your jar and stuff like that and then close the door and you're kind of off you go. And then while we're in there, my phone keeps going, sitting on the windowsill, just going, bzzz,
yeah,
bzzz, bzzz. And it's you sending us pictures of your hungry dog.
Yeah. You were in the group chat, was popping up on my phone, which was open at the time. And it was Jess. And I was like, this is
you're
wrong.
Telling me the thought of me and my fat dog didn't get you going?
No. And then,
wasn't helping.
No. Oh, and then you can hear Alex outside, producer Snooze outside laughing, talking to the receptionist. So I'm getting messages from you while I'm hearing Alex laugh, knowing Gilly is a meter from me. And I'm like, there was some issues. There was some performance issues.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, baby, wake up.
What again, you could obviously, it's very kind of you to have done this and be bringing this conversation into the light. What sort of what sort of equipment is in there to aid gentlemen who are doing this process? Is it all because you talked about your imagination, Gilly?
Yeah,
you going in with just your imagination, mm-hmm. but are there
There's a little cup full of lube sachets.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't use that, but then there's
starting to fight.
Then there's friction. There's a little TV where you can plug your USB in, which
hang
I found
on, you have
out
to BYO
after.
USB.
Apparently, so
yeah, apparently it's got
downloads.
Trap for young players as well. Internet is not great in there, so you know you get the Wi-Fi password. Get the Wi-Fi password upon entrance.
Is it like check-in? Is it like checking into a hotel where they give you the little slip with the Wi-Fi password?
No,
so
they
you can
didn't.
Go
I
into
wish,
your room
I wish they did. I think if you asked, you could have got it.
Sure.
But there's a couch that you can either sit on, right? And there's a sink.
Did
and
you sit on the couch?
I did not.
No, no, okay.
I was standing. I don't know about you, Gilly, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, standing.
Okay,
great. I got some audio here of us before we go in.
Oh, do you?
You can hear us before we go in, and we're a little bit nervous.
We go one by one, or is it, you know, does one wait or the other one goes?
Together?
I mean,
sorry.
Not together. So, well, she's timing us. I don't know what's more impressive, going quicker or slower here. Gilly, I don't know how to place this.
I think there's a Goldilocks zone. Yeah, you don't want to be too quick. You don't want to be too slow.
I'm thinking 3 to 6 minutes is all right.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Less than 3.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Our tactics are different. I don't know if it's good to be quicker or longer.
Yeah, Georgette's a lucky woman.
Then we go in together. Gilly and I see how
you
close
have to
we are.
Make everything a competition.
Yeah. I want to win. Anyway, then Gilly came out first. Okay.
Victory.
And
careful with your language.
I will say this. When he left and came out, I could hear his door open. And I heard Alex go, "You're first."
Oh,
and instantly, it destroyed my libido. Like, I was just like, oh, God. Like
It was like
being at kick-ons at a party and everyone leaves and you're the last one there. Like, the anxiety set in real quick.
Yeah, the lights have come on.
I was like, just finish your job, Ducko. Finish it. But here's Gilly coming out.
Yeah, good. Good, good. Nervous for Ducko, you know? Get his nerves up.
I know. He's been in there for 11 minutes.
That's all right. Respectable.
I heard the nurse go, oh, you finished first.
Yes. Is that a good thing?
I then came out, I think, a minute and a half later.
Okay, yes, we've got here, producer Snooze has said, Gilly, you clocked in at 9:18.
Okay.
So less than 3.
Yeah.
What happened?
There was some mind games going
there was,
on.
Oh, mate, there was
with,
so many mind
with
games.
With everything happening, your messages, Alex
don't
laughing, being in a small room.
I was going to knock on Gilly's door as a bit of a jazz, and open my door and knock on his door and go, excuse me, sir.
That would have been the end of it. Yeah. Would have been like, all right.
Housekeeping.
Because you're in there, like, you know, when they leave and close the door, like, am I just taking my pants off now?
Yeah,
like,
what was,
that's a great question. Did you fully derobe?
No.
What? No.
Did you just have them around you, like, as though you were doing a wee?
Yeah, I guess.
But Duffy, did you go pantsless? Did you fold up your pants?
I wanted to treat it like I was in a hotel and it's my room. I wanted to make the most of it. So I just, everything, I just had to get my environment. Head to toe nude.
Totally.
And just listen to the sound of snooze and you messaging us while Gilly's next door. You know, it was great. Like, it wasn't my finest work, I'll be honest with everyone.
No, me either.
Yeah, I was, anyway, we wait on the results.
That's right, Dr. Hedges will circle back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, thank you on behalf of myself and people of The Hunter. This has been eye-opening. No one talks about this stuff.
No. It was for us too. Like, what an interesting experience.
It was. I don't recommend it with colleagues. I really don't. I recommend it on your own.